It's a many-headed hydra ready to strike. If Hillary gets in, her venom will spew over society like a deadly poison. For with mentors like Saul Alinsky and donors like George Soros, Clinton will be a snake slithering at the door. Her assault on time-tested belief has only just begun.
America moves forward when all women are guaranteed the right to make their own healthcare choices, not when those choices are taken away by an employer like Hobby Lobby. Laws have to be backed up with resources and political will, and deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed.
Christians, be warned. You're about to become relics of the past. But some relics die hard, like Bill Clinton. Forget the first 100 days. Bill will be sleeping in the White House from day one if Hillary gets in. And if history repeats itself, he'll be sleeping with the interns while Hillary's hosting LGBTQ dinners. Bill's the first thing a Hillary presidency will bring, and it's all downhill from there. You don't like Obamacare? Hillary will fix it with a single-payer system, Big Brother, and that spells enslavement. You'll be chipped with your own medical code. Refuse the chip, and you'll be sent to the back of the line and refuse treatment. Sexual perversion will grow. Sexually transmitted diseases will spread. What Obama started will be ramped up by Clinton. And with her assault on time-tested belief, religious liberty will be under siege.
I want a Supreme Court that will stick with Roe v. Wade and a woman's right to choose, and I want a Supreme Court that will stick with marriage equality. Now, Donald has put forth the names of some people that he would consider. And among the ones that he has suggested are people who would reverse Roe v. Wade and reverse marriage equality. I think that would be a terrible mistake and would take us backwards.
She's for marriage equality. Same-sex marriages, a terrible mistake that has sent us back to Sodom and Gomorrah, and any church that violates that equality will be hit with penalties galore. George Soros can't wait, and Hillary, who got his box, will do his bidding. The Jewish Supremes will do his bidding, too. They already killed the defense of true marriage, and the next Jew Clinton appoints, let's say Merrick Garland, will kill and maim, too. True marriage won't be the only thing to go. Jobs will continue to flee and taxes will soar to pay for Clinton's government programs like sanctuary cities at a neighborhood near you. You'll also be paying for abortions on demand once Clinton repeals the Hyde Amendment, as she promised, which blocks government funding for killing children in their mother's wombs. She's not called Killery for nothing. And now she wants a no-fly zone in Syria.
I'm going to continue to push for a no-fly zone and safe havens within Syria.
That means lots of women and children dying.
What about the option of controlling the airspace so that barrel bombs cannot be dropped?
All the options.
What do you think of that option, sir?
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
Hillary doesn't care. It'll be reverse feminism with lots of women and children killed. That's why all the neocon Jews, like Kagan, Crystal, Abrams, Cohen, love Hillary. She's an easy puppet. And if F the EU wasn't enough, then Kagan's Jewish wife, Victoria Nuland, will add F Russia if Hillary makes her Secretary of State. Playing chicken with a bear is a dangerous game, especially when the grizzlies armed with nukes. It's all going to be blown to smithereens soon enough. But if Hillary gets in, it will come to America much sooner than you think.